Hello, Internet.
Hello, Internet. How are you?
Yeah, I'm Nick.
I'm Alex.
Yeah, and we are the producers.
The producers
of Release the Clowns.
The factotums.
Maybe you are. I can't say I am. And yeah, normally at this point you'd get an amusing sketch to start the show, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of the sort that, of which we're very, very proud. It's always very funny, and then at the end of it, someone says, release the clowns, and then we start the show with the intro music.
Which is great.
It's fantastic, but...
we're not doing it this week.
Because...
it's my birthday.
And it's my birthday too.
Oh, happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday, Nick.
That's great.
We decided that to treat ourselves, we wouldn't bother recording any funny intro this time.
No.
We thought we'd just crack straight on with the show. But more than that, we thought we wouldn't even bother recording a show.
Why do it? It's our birthdays.
So we're giving you the best of episodes 1 to 5.
1 to 5.
Those carefree early days when we didn't know any better.
Didn't know, didn't care.
All we did was release the clowns. April
16th, 1841. Dearest Jasper, that fate has torn us asunder and I can no longer see you is more pain than I can bear. How I yearn once more to see your face, and how heavily it goes with me that I never will. Forget me, my love. Live your life. All I ask is that you remember our time together with fondness.
April 16th, 1841. My darling Emily, I am over here.
April 16th, 1841. Dearest Jasper, would that you were my sweet, for this separation is more than I can bear. As night falls upon each day, a tiny part of my will dies with it, as I await our once more reuniting.
April 16th, 1841. My darling Emily, I'm over here, really.
April 16th, 1841. Jasper, my love, I think my heart will break.
April 16th, 1841. Darling Emily, please, turn your head, my darling, for I am here.
April the...
No, my love, other way.
April the...
No, that's a lamp, my love. That's not me. I'm here next to... that's Thompson. Hello, Thompson.
April 16th, 1841. Hello, Jasper. Emily?
April 16th, 1841. Hello, Thompson. My love, do not toy with me, for I simply cannot bear it. Those precious months we spent together.
April 16th, 1841. Jasper, my dear fellow, it has come to my attention that all is not well betwixt yourself and Emily. How disquieting. I do most ardently hope that a reconciliation is possible.
April 16th, 1841. My dear Mr. Thompson, I do entreat you to attend most closely to my darling Jasper, for whom our tragic separation is more than he can bear.
April 16th, 1841. My darling Emily, I love you so much, but I have to confess I am much vexed that you can't understand that I am literally right here in the room.
April 16th, 1841. Dearest Emily, forgive my boldness, but now that you cleave not to my good friend Jasper, I can keep silent no longer. I love you, my darling.
Mr. Thompson, this is so sudden.
No date.
April 16th, 1841. Mr. Thompson, this is so sudden.
April 16th, 1841. It is rather sudden.
April 16th, 1841. Here, should you turn your head, and for your due consideration, is my penis.
April 16th, 1841. My dear Thompson, I've just seen your penis.
Oh, that was not meant for you.
April 16th, 1841. Excellent news. It would appear some mysterious gentleman likes me.
April 16th, 1841. Sod it. I give up. My dear Thompson, may I cordially invite you to accompany me to Mr. Stringfellow's Lap Dancing Emporium and Bawdy House?
You may, sir. You may.
Don't tell Emily.
Oh, no. Don't tell Emily.
Release the clowns.
Uh-huh. I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You have come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? 2,000 against 10. Fight, and you may die.
That's right, and each and every one of you must get one of these forms from me and fill it in. Otherwise, our employer liability is invalid. It's up to you. If you cannot write, I will fill it in for you.
Right. Fight, and you may die. Run, and you will live at least a while, and die.
That's right. Word of warning. There's going to be trip hazards, which may or may not be clearly marked, or be provided with guardrails or edge protection. We just haven't had time. So be careful and make sure you've got the correct footwear.
Dying!
Those of you on horses, make sure you've signed the horse out. A lot of horses have gone missing, and we cannot afford any more horses this financial year. If you're not horse certified, do not take a horse.
Right. Dying in your bed many years from now, would you be willing?
If one of you catches fire, or if you set someone on fire, walk, do not run, to the nearest assembly point. If you don't know where that is, there are notices up on several of the trees and one or two of the sheep.
Would you be willing to trade all the days from this to that for one chance?
Now, if you're going to carry a flag or a banner, please, please lift from the knees. I'm looking at you, Barry.
Just one chance to come back here as young men and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take
our... So if we stick to a few rules, the whole day will go smoothly and we'll all have a good time and a lot of people will be hurt.
Our freedom. Take our freedom. For fuck's sake.
Is that you finished, William?
Aye, I've finished, Angus. Thank you.
William Wallace there. Inspirational. William Wallace. Let's hear it one more time. Oh, careful stepping off that platform, William.
What?
Whoa!
Now, that looks like a sprain. William, fill out an S180, please. This is exactly what I've been talking about.
Hey! Oh, release the clowns!
And now, the YouTube sensation that's even more popular and miserable than its BBC One original, Cat Enders.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow, meow, meow,
meow. Meow.
Meow,
meow, meow, Terry.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, Terry's.
Woof, 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 woof.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Step away from the vehicle, keep your hands where I can see them, and slowly release the clowns.
And our blackmail of the senior engineer for Balsoni Electronics yielded 200,000 euros as the plans for the new Eurofighter jet.
Thank you, number five. That concludes the financial report. Now, you will see in the folders in front of you my plan to take over the world.
An excellent idea, number one.
Yeah.
Yes, I do agree, yes.
Yes. For too long we have been in the shadows pulling the strings. It is time...
Sorry, but did you just say take over the world?
Yes, number three.
Why would we want to do that?
For the power.
And would we have to run the world too?
Yes, that is what one would expect if one took over the world. Is there a problem, number three?
Oh, it just seems like a lot of work.
What?
Well, all that bureaucracy. If we ran the world, we'd be swamped. I'm already fielding over 300 emails a day, and I'm only vice nemesis for secret volcano bases. Far East Division.
So?
So creating secret volcano bases is a very niche activity, and I'm already up to my ears. Imagine if I was running literally everything in the Far East. I'd be drowning in emails, texts, WhatsApp alerts, and stuck in endless meetings. It'd be hell.
Are you saying you no longer enjoy being a member of our special executive?
No, I love it. I get to build and run secret volcano bases. You know, who wouldn't love that? But taking over the world. Basically, you're saying, okay, team, forget your buccaneering lifestyles and all that fun stuff you get to do, because you're going to be middle managers. Oh yeah, and by the way, the thing you're having to run is the world. No pressure. It's nuts.
Sit down, number three.
What, so you can electrocute me like you did to number seven last year? Not lightly.
This unwillingness to do hard work is most vexing, number three.
But that's the point. I got into this organisation for evil. If I'd wanted to just do hard work, I'd have stayed in Southampton stacking shelves. Come on, guys, back me up here.
Actually, and I do realise I'm risking a horrible death here, number three does make a good point. My job is currently executive nemesis for the production of nerve agents to wipe out humanity. But according to this plan, I'm changing to waterways and sewerage. Where's the fun in that?
But water is essential to life, number four. The power you wield will be considerable.
It won't be power she'll be wielding, but a plunger and a loo brush.
And you want me to move from chief operations nemesis for assassination and torture to head of education? I don't know anything about education. I don't even like kids. I'd mess it up in weeks and then have to order my own assassination, because this organization does not tolerate failure.
So let me get this straight. None of you is willing to execute my plan to take over the world?
No.
Nine.
No.
And presumably none of you will sit back down so I can electrocute you?
No.
Nine.
All right then. Have it your own way. We won't take over the world. We'll just steal the International Space Station. Happy now?
Yes.
It's for the best, number one. Remember, a happy evil henchman is a productive evil henchman.
Yeah, whatever.
Release the clowns!
Malcolm?
Yes, Anne?
You know, we were talking about spicing up our love life with a little bit of role play.
And you weren't keen?
Yes. Well, it did take me a while to get my head round the idea, but I think I might be ready to give it a go.
Really?
Look at the end of the bed.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to see what it is. Oh, saucy nurse, French maid, men's boots.
Protective work boots.
Oh, right. You want the rough workman. All right, darling. I'll give it to you.
Shh. Just put them on.
Like this?
And stomp around.
Okay.
God, that sounds so
right.
Safe.
Yeah.
Stop.
Eh?
Stop. Hold this temporary stop sign.
What? Oh, I see. So when I turn it round to go...
No, not go.
Hmm?
Stop is just tantalisingly cautious.
I'm really not sure about this.
You're right. It needs more. Put on this high-vis jacket.
Okay.
Christ, that makes me hot.
Yeah, baby. I'm ready.
So hot that you'll need these shoulder-length heat-resistant mitts.
Oh, they're really restrictive.
And sexy. Oh, Kevlar is just so sensual. But it's still not enough.
Not enough?
Not protective enough. Wear these.
Safety goggles?
Tell me why, Malcolm.
Tell me why! 40% of accidents in the home affect the eyes?
Yes, Malcolm, talk advisory to me.
Never use a chainsaw without a face
guard. Yes!
Most house fires are caused by unattended washer dryers.
No!
I don't know what you want from me!
Oh, honey, that's it. Honey, you need... Ta-da! A beekeeper's hat.
I am so confused right now.
Don't fight it, baby. Just wear it.
Can we do it now?
Baby, I'm so turned on. I am ready to explode.
Yeah, so I should...
Yes! Yes, put on the biochem hazard suit!
Put on the biochem hazard suit. Right, yeah.
Yes, yes, go on, do it.
Oh, God, okay.
That's it, in you go.
It's really tight.
Come on, both arms.
Can't get the other arm in. Has it zip up?
I have never been more aroused. Take me, Malcolm.
I'm trapped. It's no good, I'm trapped. Can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, you poor dove. Don't worry. This happens to all men at some point. Yes. Should we just cuddle?
I think I'd like that.
Release him, Clarence.
Morning. Looks like I've pulled then.
You certainly did. In fact, you pulled a top-level marketing executive. Did I mention that?
Once or twice. So, how was it for you?
The sex? I'd say 75%, which was the rating I'd forecast.
I'm sorry?
Don't be too disappointed, Lucy. The performance rating was approximately the same as the results of the formative research.
Formative research? Oh, you mean when you clocked me in the bar, you were trying to guess how good I'd be in bed?
Oh, no. Only an amateur would do that. Oh,
glad to hear it.
No, I ran a qualitative and quantitative report using online and word-of-mouth sources. This, I coupled with a motivational and behavioural analysis over a four-month period in order to obtain your projected lovemaking potential.
What?
Just a bit of basic CRM. Looking at your profile on Tinder, your browsing history and click-through rates, following you on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, just following you around.
Oh my God! So we didn't just randomly meet. You've been stalking me.
I also ran a couple of focus groups with specially targeted participants from appropriate demographics.
Focus groups?
I have some excellent feedback here. I quote, "Lucy is a great shag and is especially filthy after a couple of gin and tonics." That was from a Pete of West Ham.
Oh, I can't believe this. You've been talking to my ex-husband. Just leave now, please.
And your figure makes extremely engaging content both above the fold and especially in terms of the bottom line.
Get out, Simon.
Whoa, Lucy, listen, you haven't heard my proposal.
Proposal?
Oh, yeah. If we merged our operating units as a husband and wife team, investing our combined resources going forward could drive some serious revenue.
Serious revenue, you say?
Absolutely. And I would guarantee you complete brand loyalty.
I see. All right. But I'll need a full SWOT analysis, outstanding KPIs, and a 900% increase in foreplay.
It's a deal. Awesome meeting.
Now, come here. I want to really drill down on this until we get total stakeholder satisfaction.
Release the clowns.
Our situation is dire. The king's forces are at the gate. Their siege engines pound us remorselessly. They lay waste to the surrounding villages. Our provisions are nearly exhausted. I fear we cannot resist much longer.
My Lord Buckingham, I bring word from the king.
Read it, boy.
Traitorous Buckingham. Lay down your arms, unbar the castle gates, and I will be lenient. Disdain my peace, and no quarter will be given. Your people will be slaughtered, your fighting men crucified, your women despoiled, and your children sold into bondage. I will tear the still beating heart from your body with my own hands and feed it to Lady Buckingham. Angry face, angry red face with steam from ears, lightning, smiley face.
This will not stand. I will not relinquish my rightful claim to the throne, nor allow England to suffer this bloodthirsty tyrant. My response is thus. Never. I will not kneel for you. I will stick a dagger in each of your eyes and pop them out like peas from a pod, spit in the sockets, slice off your head, boil it like a great pink ham, and impale it on a spike in my bedchamber. Laughing face, rolling eye face, steaming turd face.
Very good, my lord.
How now, good Salisbury? Have you word for me from the Duke of Norfolk?
My lord, he writes, good cousin Buckingham, I stand ready to come to your aid with 10,000 men-at-arms. We will rout the king's forces, bury him and his treacherous allies up to their necks, smother their heads in treacle, and pull out their tongues with a dog. All I ask is the hand of your daughter in marriage. Winky face, open mouth tongue out face. Winky open mouth tongue out steaming ears face. Winky open mouth tongue out steaming ear face with huge erection.
My daughter, the apple of my eye, married to that booze-sodden whoremonger.
He is our last hope, my lord.
Very well. Send word to my daughter's chamber and send this message. Good cousin Norfolk, I accede to your demands. You will have my daughter for your bride. But mark me well, should she suffer any harm or distress, you will answer to me. Scowling face, I'm watching you face. I'm watching you face with clenched fist. Finger across throat face. Dagger, two daggers. Blue face in noose with lolling tongue. Three daggers dripping with blood. Guts, more guts. Daggers and guts!
I think your meaning is clear enough, my lord.
My lord, I bring word from your daughter's chambers.
Well, come on, boy, spit it out!
Very well, my lord. Grimacing face, vomiting face, middle finger, face palm.
Face palm? I do not understand.
Teenagers, eh? They're an enigma.
Get thee to cover, my lord Buckingham. Incoming!
God's wounds, I've never seen such accuracy with a trebuchet. What the devil is it?
Oh, my lord, we are doomed. There will be no relief.
Curses! How can you be so sure?
It is Norfolk's head, my lord. Boiled, angry face.
Good grief. His ears really are steaming.
Release the clowns!
Good morning and welcome to Megabank. Oh my God!
Hello! Now, why did I come in
please,
here? I've got,
Please, just...
No, I have my
put
purse
the shotgun
somewhere.
Down.
I should have written
to,
it
pointed
down.
Pointed at the floor,
really.
Please, don't...
I'm
not
sure
my face,
I had a
please.
Very good reason. I... No, it's gone.
Release the clowns.
The Garden of Eden looks good this morning. Nothing to disturb the peace.
Hello, Adam. It's me, God.
Oh, hello, God.
Adam, there's something I have to tell you. And it's a controversial thing, but when I tell you, you mustn't be angry.
Okay.
It's not a weird thing. It might sound weird, but it isn't.
Right.
So, you know how I made you and Eve?
Yeah.
Well, this sounds worse than it is, but when I made you, I made you stupid.
What?
I made you stupid and ignorant, so you don't know things.
Why would you do that?
Not for sexual reasons, if that's what you're thinking.
Why would I be thinking that?
You wouldn't, exactly. And I made another thing, a juicy red apple that's magic. And it's all ripe and juicy and red and delicious. And it's guarded by a huge, enticing, oily snake.
Is this another sex thing?
No. What? No. It's just a beautiful, magical piece of ripe fruit. All ripe and tasty. And a big, oily python with a huge girth that's enticing. That's not sexual.
Okay, let's not get into that. I'm going to eat the magic fruit and we'll say no more.
Ah, but you can't. Because here's the thing. I don't want you to.
Why would you make it if you don't want us to eat it? And why make it red and juicy? Why not make it unappetizing?
So that you want it. You want it bad, but you can't have it. It's not sexual.
It's definitely sexual.
No, it isn't. It's to do with knowledge.
Knowledge?
I've said too much.
Tell me.
Well, don't get angry, but if you eat the fruit, you'll realize that all this time, you've been nude.
What?
I made you and Eve nude, but I made you not realize you were.
Why would you do that?
Not sexual reasons.
Well, we're getting dressed.
No, because you can't. Because it's the rules. If you put on any clothes, even just pants, or hold up the smallest thing, like a leaf, so that I can't fully see your genitals, then you have to leave the garden.
Well, we are leaving. Eve, get your things.
No, don't, because even if you do go, I've got eyes, a million eyes everywhere, always watching you. And I can see through things because they're X-ray powered.
Don't care. We're off.
No, please don't go.
No, no, we're going. See you around, weirdo.
Oh, I'm lonely now.
Release the clowns!
Welcome to the annual general meeting of... Oh my God!
I'm so sorry to disturb you.
Stay still.
I can't for the life of me remember why I came in here. Wherever here is.
Mega Power Utilities Corp.
Oh,
just don't
thank
move.
You, sir. Now, perhaps you could tell me why I had this clock and wires and these, oh gosh, what are these cigar-shaped things around my waist? What are they called? No, it's gone.
Release the clowns.
So you see my problem, Don Corleone. Frankie Zaza and his goons are ruining my business.
This is troubling news. But what do you want me to do about it?
Well, I want you to make Frankie Zaza dead.
Today of all days. The day of my son's circumcision. A day of celebration. The day when I can refuse no favors. And you come to me not with best wishes, but asking for me to kill someone. You show me no respect.
No, you have all of my respect.
I am your godfather, a very sacred relationship. And yet never, you've never come to me. You've never called me godfather. You never asked me, godfather, could we go to the zoo?
To the
zoo, you know, with all the animals.
Why would I want to go to the zoo?
To enjoy the wonders of nature. It's the kind of thing godfathers do with their godchildren. You know how many godchildren I got?
No.
275.
276. You godfathered Mad-Eye Mickey's kid, Sophia, last month?
Thank you, Consigliere. 276 godchildren. And not one of you has ever asked me to take you to the zoo.
Godfather, I don't know what to say.
I take my role as godfather very seriously. I've memorized every animal in that zoo and all their details. Test me. Go on, test me. Ask me a question about any animal in that zoo. Anyone.
How long do manatees live?
Huh. A good question. The manatee, or sea cow, has been known to live up to 60 years in captivity. They're mostly herbivores and similar in looks to the dugong, although the dugong has a tail with flukes like those of a whale, whereas the manatee does not.
I did not know that.
See? I mean, my godchildren missed out on all this good stuff. And I can also make a model of any animal in that zoo out of balloons.
I'm sorry, balloons?
Yeah, you know, balloon animals. Name any animal in that zoo.
A giraffe.
Easy. There you go. One balloon giraffe.
Wow, it's really good. The ears are so realistic.
You're welcome. Take it with my blessing. But the fact is that you've come here today to ask me a question. So, in the light of all I've just said, would you like to put your question again?
Yeah. Godfather, could you please take me to the zoo?
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, you've made me so happy. We can get hot dogs, give sticky buns to the elephants, and then feed Frankie Zaza's balls to the Komodo dragon.
Release the Clown starred Phil Whelans, Casper Michaels, Karen Morden, Alex Marion, Marco Chu, Helen Duff, Jonathan Thake, Emily Sargent, Holly Meacham, Nick Hildred, Martin Hyder, Phil Nice, Verity Softly, Amy Holmes, and Simon Edwards. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Phil Whelans, Simon Littlefield, Karen Morden, and Jonathan Thake. The show was produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. We hope you enjoyed this short trip down memory lane while Nick has been away falling down mountains and Alex has been recovering from his birthday party. Normal service of around 15 minutes of new comedy every week will resume next Monday. See you then.
Oh, think, Eileen. Why would I be on a rooftop in the middle of London? Oh, it's got to make sense. Why would I... Oh, this is just... No, it's gone. Oh, that's it.